A lot of kids are going back to college, obviously, in the next couple of weeks. And, of course, kids going back to college attracts you-know-who scammers, just like anything else anywhere you turn around. On the line right now, we have Erica Dilworth from the Better Business Bureau. We're going to talk about some of these scams and others. Erica, good morning. Welcome to the morning show.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So let's kick it right off. Kids are going back to college. What are some of the scams that folks have alerted you guys about?
The two scams that we have started to hear about are property rental scams and also employment scams. Some of those kids that are looking for jobs are also getting scammed by offers that they're receiving through the email.
Like, what sort of scams? What is it they're proposing that they're doing, I should say?
Well, the first one is the apartment scam. You know, even if you're not just a college student, you're looking for an apartment, you're looking for a home, you're looking for some place to live, and you'll see a posting online, and it looks like the price is great for what you're looking for. And, you know, many times what we're hearing is the place is not even really available. It's actually a picture that they've taken from some other available website, and they're just trying to get you to give your money for a place that's really not even available. So you need to be incredibly careful.
So there's kids who are forwarding money before even stepping foot in the apartment.
Absolutely. They see it online. It looks like it's close to where they need to live. The price looks to be reasonable to them. And so sight unseen, you know, there's a limited time offer. They're forwarding money, and once the money has been forwarded, it is gone.
Now, is this fooling older people? Like, let's say, had they have gone to their parents and said, you know, hey, Mom, Dad, what do you think about this? Are they getting sucked into it, too, or are they just not going to Mom and Dad?
Well, I think they're probably not going to Mom and Dad. But the other thing that we see is there's really no age range of people that are taken advantage of. You know, there are many. The scammers are, I hate to say, incredibly bright. And so they know how to say what needs to be said to get that person to believe that it is indeed what they're looking for. And so it's not a younger person scam or an older person scam. It's really across the board scam.
Now, how are they scamming college kids when it comes to employment?
You know, we are seeing things that come through the email. You know, maybe you have your job, your resume posted on, you know, a job board site, and you're getting an offer through the email. And what we're seeing is these jobs are not really available, but they're tricking the folks into believing that it's some great offer and the pay is very high. And sometimes they're saying that there's a, you know, maybe a fee associated with some training or some other type of fee that needs to be paid. And these people, you know, are happy to get the job, but they're going ahead and paying the fee, but there's really no job to be had.
That has got to be one of the top three red flags of all scams all across the board. Whenever somebody is charging you a fee for something, am I correct?
You need to be incredibly careful, especially I think the biggest red flag is anytime they're asking you to pay cash or they're asking you to pay, you know, Western Union the money, or even, you know, a lot of scams that we see right now are, you know, go buy some iTunes gift cards or some other kind of gift card and give us the money that way. You know, once that money is gone, it's gone. And so you really need to be incredibly careful how they're asking you to pay. If you have any chance to pay with your credit card, not your debit card, then that's really the best way because you have protection through your credit card company then.
Talking to Erica Dilworth this morning from the Better Business Bureau. One more thing about college scams, scholarship and grant scams, because I guarantee you a lot of kids are, you know, if they see something that's too good to be true, they may jump on it. What are those scammers doing there?
You know, really the same thing. You need to be so, you know, we're seeing, you know, you're paying a fee for a service where they promise to be able to find you those scholarships or find you those grants, and you just need to make sure that you're doing your homework. You know, if you decide that you want to hire a company to help you with that type of search, then ask that company for references. Reach out to those people that have used that service, and has it been a valuable service to them? I think the other thing is most of those searches that can be done or promised to be done by those companies are free. So, you know, you could do them on your own. You don't need to be using a third party to do them for you.
Before we continue with specific scams, let's talk about the Better Business Bureau in general. A lot of folks may not know exactly what you guys do. In a nutshell, what advantage do you guys offer to somebody who's just kind of who comes across your website, I should say?
We do a great amount of research. You know, we have a great amount of information on our website. So any kind of company that you're looking to do business with, or maybe you're, you know, looking to see if it is an employment, you know, if they are indeed a legitimate company to go work for, you know, we provide information on those businesses. So our staff have taken the time to do research on that business. You know, have they had complaints filed against them? What do their customer reviews look like? How long have they been in business? Who are the managers of their business? And so you're gonna get a lot of information to help that our staff has done to try to help you make a decision on that business.
Now, right there on the opening page, you actually have suggestions. Like, you know, you have plumbers there, electricians, who you can click on, and you can see some of the ones who have gotten better reviews.
Right. A lot, you know, and the other thing is, you know, we have accredited businesses, and so those businesses have gone through a thorough, vetted background check before they can say they're accredited, before we will say that they're accredited. And so there are many consumers out there that may just decide that I only want to do business with an accredited business because, you know, they have the, you know, the backing of the Better Business Bureau.
Are there other ways that a business can get on the good side of the Better Business Bureau?
Well, you know, there are businesses that aren't accredited and they have a good rating. That, you know, they don't have complaints, or even if they do have a few complaints, they respond to complaints, they resolve the issues within the complaints. Most of the time when a company has a lower rating, it's complaint related. It's that they haven't answered complaints, or they haven't resolved complaints, or, you know, maybe they have some type of government action or something like that. So, you know, it's really how long they have been in business. If a problem arises, how do they address that problem? And what kind of communication do they give back and forth with the Better Business Bureau?
Well, we talked about the college scams. 'Tis the season. What other types of scams are seasonal for this time of year?
Oh, boy. I think home improvement scams are always out there. And so you need to be careful, especially this is storm season. And so, you know, there could be you're having a problem with shingles on your roof or other type of damage that may have happened in your yard. Be careful for those contractors that just come knocking at your door and say that they'll work with your insurance company and you don't have to do anything. You need to be careful. Make sure that you're not caught up in the moment of, oh, I need to get this fixed right now. Make sure that you're doing your homework, contacting, you know, the Better Business Bureau. What do we know about the business? You know, talk to your city. Get some references. Get to a couple of businesses that they've used, that they're comfortable with suggesting to you. You need to not be caught up in the moment when you have a difficult situation arise.
Another scam that your website talked about is beware of people that email you saying, hey, how was your most recent experience at so-and-so? Talk about that a little bit.
Well, there's a lot of, we call them phishing scams, where they're trying to get you to click the link or provide information. You know, it used to be phone calls, and I think people have become more wise to those odd phone calls that arise asking for personal information. But phishing emails are those where you think it's your bank, or you think it's your credit card company, or you think it's, you know, it's another retailer that you do business with, and it looks to be, and they're asking you to click a link to maybe provide information, but you want to be really careful. If you haven't initiated the contact with the business, be suspect. Make sure that it is who you think it is, and if you're not sure, call that business yourself directly and say, hey, did you just send me an email? Because a lot of times they're trying to get access to your computer, or they're trying to give a virus to your computer, or they're just trying to give you to give personal information.
The thing scary about that particular sort of a scam is that it's very common for, if you're on the phone with somebody, customer service, whatever, they'll say, hey, if you want to take a brief survey after this call, press 1. So we're kind of in the mindset where, okay, people are asking for surveys all the time. Then you get an email from a place that maybe you had a good experience with, and maybe you're saying, hey, I did have a good experience. I want to help the company out. That's when they got you.
Well, I think if you want to help the company out, go to that company's website yourself. Just don't click on the link. So if you had a great experience with, you know, ABC Home Improvement Company, and you want to, you know, you want to provide a good review on them, go to their website directly. Don't click on the link or contact them directly and say, how can I do this for you? You just have to be careful. I mean, if you've just done business with them and they said that they're going to send you an email, you might be a little more comfortable to do that. But it's the email that comes out of the blue. It's the email that just arrives when you didn't have any contact with the business in years, and all of a sudden you get an email. Those are the ones that you really have to be careful about.
Where can we go to learn more about what you've been talking about?
You can go to bbb.org, O-R-G.
You could not have made that easier, bbb.org.
Well,
all right, Erica, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.